kuf chaf aleph on aleph, the bottom of the Mishnah. Kofin ka'or al gavi haner, the shvil shelo tochaz bekora. You're not allowed to put a dish, a bowl, over a candle, not to put it out, in order that to stop it from catching fire onto something else. It won't go out. There's plenty of air, but it'll contain the flame.
You are allowed to.
Yeah. The al soa shall cotton, the al akrav shall tisha. You can also put a bowl over dung of a cotton, or over an akrav that it shouldn't bite you. Omer Rabbi Yehuda, ma'isa bo lefnei Rabbi Yochanan et zakei ba'orev, ba'omer choshishani lamichatas. Putting the bowl over an akrav and capturing it, since it wasn't pikuach nefesh in that situation, he said, I'm not sure it could be your chayv achatas for tzeda, for capture. Rashi, kofin kara shel cheres. Obviously, Rashi says he's talking about a bowl made of earthenware, otherwise it itself is going to catch on fire. So it has to be something that's not flammable. Al gabi haner, uvilvad shlo yichaber. As long as you don't put it out. The afal pi, so what's the chiddush? You're not putting the fire out, so why can't? What's the problem of putting a bowl over a candle? The afal pi shenotel kli lahatzolos kora, she'enu tel shabbos. You're moving this kli for the sake of something that's not allowed to be moved on Shabbos, a beam that's part of a building, right? That's set aside for building. So it's muktzah. Shaina tell us Bishabis, Ho Svina Minola Rav Yitzhak to Omra Enkli Nitla Ladovra Nitl, Mora Esakasha from this. And the Mandi Omra holds that you're not allowed to move a kli except for something that you're allowed to move. Bishanya Bitsar from Komas talking where you need the place of the kli. So you're moving the kli not specifically to cover the fire. You're moving the kli because you need the place of the kli. Once you're moving the kli, you can move it anywhere you want. Maisa Ba, Kfias Kli al Akrav. Right, the ma'isa where they put a kli over an akrav to prevent it from biting. Ba'arev makom, the place, that's the name of the place. Choshishani lo michatas, kivan lo haya akrav rotzach harav, since the akrav was not threatening him, wasn't running after him, so it wasn't pikuach nefesh. Eini yodei im chayev mishum tzeda im lav. Could be that you're chayev because of capturing, because you captured the akrav. The choshishani lo mer chayev chatasu, and it's possible you're chayev a chatas, that's what he said. Rav Yehuda, Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba, Rav Chanan bar Rava, Iklu lebei Ovin demin Nishikya. What's it called? Rav Yehuda and Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba and Rav Chanan bar Rava all came to the house of Ovin from Nishikya, name of a place. And the Rav Yehuda, Rav Yirmiyah bar Abba, Aisu lehu puraisa. So they brought mats, beds, chairs. For these two Rabbanan, Rav Chanan and Bar Rava lo aisulei. They didn't bring a chair for Rav Chanan and Bar Rava. So he was a little upset. So Ashken, he wanted to show them how upset he was, but through Divrei Torah he wanted to show them. So Ashkechei, so he found the Balabos, Masni le Lebrei, and he found him that he was teaching his son the Altsoa shel cotton, Mipnei cotton, that you're allowed to put a bowl over the dung of a child, right, in order the kid should not get into it and dirty himself. So Omer Lei, Ovin Shatya, Masni Shtusa Libnei, you foolish Ovin, teaching foolishness to your children, right? What are you teaching your child? Things that aren't true. And he said it like this to let him know that he was upset that they didn't bring him a chair. Bahalohi Atzma Muchenes Leklovin, it's not Mukta Bechlau. You can move away the dung of a child because it's dogs eat human dung. And therefore, it's not muktzah. It's roy for dogs. The chitayim de lochazi le mi esmo. And if you'll tell me that the dog dung wasn't there yesterday, it was inside the dog, right? So, v'hatanya, that's not a problem. Naharos hamoshkin umayonos hanovim harihen karagli kol adam. Water that's in a river, that's, what's it called, that's flowing. Or in a spring that is, flowing out of the ground. So the halacha is that they have a din of tchum, karagli kol adam. They don't have a din of tchum where they were when Shabbos came in. They may have been miles away. But since you know that the water is, flowing, so, and you know by tomorrow it's going to be here, so it's considered like, was here already. It's considered what's it called? Same thing. Something you know is going to happen. Dogs go to the bathroom. And therefore, even though the dung wasn't here yesterday, we know for sure the dog is going to go to the bathroom. It'll be here today. It's not muktzah. It's not nolad. Rashi, what? Yeah. No, no. It's talking about a dog's dung that you're covering for the child shouldn't get, what's it called? No, it's talking about child's dung that's mutter for a dog. Right, right, right. You know the child's going to go to the bathroom, right? And you want to cover his dung, so the Gemara says that it's lechora, it shouldn't be muktzah at all. You know, actually, you have to cover it. Take it and move it away, because it's fit for a dog to eat, right? It's talking about child's dung, and it's edible by a dog. What? We'll get to it. Hold on, the Gemara's going to speak more. Okay, Rashi, Aisu like Puraisa, Mitos Leishevel. They brought him chairs. Lo Aisi, Levo, Shivu, Loris. They made him sit on the ground. They didn't bring him a chair. You're allowed to, what's it called, to cover the dung of a child in order the child shouldn't get into it and get dirty. Omer le Rav Chanan, Shayakos, he was upset over the fact they didn't bring him a chair. Umiskavin lahaknito le Rav Ovin, and he wanted to tell Rav Ovin off, but he did it through the learning. What are you teaching your child that you can cover the dung of a child that he shouldn't get dirty? The maisa, that dung is fit for a dog to eat. Therefore, it's not muktzah. It's dog food. The lomeli chapos kli. Why should you have to cover it with a kli? If anu amisham, you can move it out of there. Shari ruya letalkel. It's not muktzah. The lochazim yes. If you'll tell me it wasn't here yesterday, shayom nolda. This dung came today. Wasn't here yesterday. So the chorek should be muktzah because of nolad. Nahara samoshim karagle kalodim. Mishum the midi deny it's something that's constantly moving. Who the lokani shvisa, and therefore it didn't become what's it called? Didn't have a din that it was in the place where it was the erev Shabbos. That's where it got its tchum, right? In other words, you would count the tchum of that thing 2,000 amos from where it was before Shabbos. No, since it's moving constantly, so it's not kone shvisa, and wherever it is today, from there on is where its tchum is. And that's and the person who draws it, it has his tchum. The afal b'shabam michutz tchum. Call odom alichan lemakom she'irav lo lelech. Person can carry that right in a place where there's an eruv, obviously, as far as he what's it called can walk himself. As far as his tchum is, that's the tchum of the water. Miushamina mina demutarim betiltul. Lemaisa, you see that you're allowed them to move them. They're not nolad, even though they weren't here before Shabbos. But Lamaisa, since they're constantly moving, and it's clear they're going to be here on Shabbos, the Afagadami Esmalohavi, honey, come on, this water wasn't here, right? They came from Tusl Tchum. Kivan to Urchayu Bohachi, since it's normal that these things move, and they're going to be here, right, normally, naturally, Daite Olayu. So your mind is on these, and you're not Maksa, not Muksa. Hachinami, Kivan to Urche, the cotton Bohachi, since the cotton is going to go to the bathroom. Daiti olay, so you have in mind what's it called to feed his dung to a dog. The lechitesi yachilenu leklavin. When it'll come, you'll feed it to a dog. So therefore, it's not muktzah either. Something that you know is going to come, right, is not muktzah. So what's it called? The Ramban asks on this Rashi, if that's the pshat in the Gemara, then why is beyash anolda biyantif oser? Right, lechora, what's it called? You know the egg's going to be laid, so why is it muktzah? Because of nolad. No, that's neither was the kid's dung.
It was.
The kid's dung was moving all the time.
Going through the digestive.
Yeah, that's not the idea though. It has nothing to do with moving. The water is moving, right? So you know it's going to be here. The kid, you know, he's going to go to the bathroom. It has nothing to do with the moving factor. It has to do with what's it called, the fact that it's pretty sure that it's going to be. So the egg is also pretty sure. So the answer the Ramban says is that a bayish and old biyantif is usher because before Yontif was part of the mother. It was muktzah because the mother was muktzah. And that's why it's usher. Mashenken Ravid, the dung was never part of the kid. It has to be inside the kid, but it wasn't part of the kid. Like an egg is part of the mother. To the result that if an egg is inside the chicken before it comes out and still connected, it has a din of busser. It's fleishik. So it's mamish part of the chicken. Mashenken, the dung of a child is never fleishik. It's not part of him. Right. So, and also the what's it called? They ask also from other things that aren't really fit, but they're fit for animals, and those are still muktzah. For instance, klipos and bones or whatever that are muktzah, right? Dry bones, l'chora they're roy for animals. So they're also, they say, since when Shabbos came in, they were part of food. You don't have in mind for them to be animals, but dung is not fit for anything but dogs, so you have in mind for the dog. So that's why that's okay. However, there is a girs over here of the Rif, who's not goris this part of the Gemara altogether. That it doesn't say v'halo hi atzmu uchenes l'klavim. This part of the Gemara is missing. And there's no such thing that dung of a child is not muktzah. It is muktzah. The problem is the next one, the next question. This whole piece is missing in the Rif, and now the Gemara says the other thing.
Has the tevash of dogs changed over since Tanya Gemara?
Why, that dogs eat dung? I don't know.
I
don't.
Heard of
I guess in that time, that's what they ate. Okay. Samara says, Ella, the Ella hechi asnaya. It's okay, so how should I teach my child? Eimal tsoa shatarnigolin mipnei kotten. Right? Not tsoa of the child, the child tsoa. Child tsoa is edible by a dog, and it's not muktzah. It's talking about the tsoa of tarnigolim, of chicken dung. Chicken dung, even dogs don't eat. Right? That's not a gourmet meal for a dog. Right? And therefore, you can cover chicken dung to keep the kid out of it. The tepikle dahavi gerav sharei. And this, from the Rif, only has this piece here. The question is not because it's not muktzah. The dung of a child is muktzah, even though it's fit for a dog, but it's no different than Be'ish and Olda B'yontif. This whole piece is missing, okay? So according to the Rif, children's dung would be muktzah unless it's a Gerav Sharei. What's a Gerav Sharei? You have a kli that's used for going to the bathroom. It's a potty, but it's not a potty, really. It's a what? It's a latrine, what's it called? What? Bedpan, that's what it's called, a bedpan. So you're allowed to, and it's right in the middle of your living room or whatever, in a place where it disgusts you, so you're allowed to move it away. That there were mater gerav shorei. The chite me gerav shorei agav mona in ihu gufelo. No, maybe a gerav shorei is only because there's a pan. So there's something in the pan, but the pan itself normally wouldn't be muktzah, and therefore you're allowed to move the waste that's in the pan because it's disgusting because there's a pan. But over here, there is no pan. The chicken dung is just, or the human dung is just by itself on the ground. So why would you be allowed to move it? Right? Because of Gerav Sharei, right? V'ha ha'hud achbar, I tell you that's not true. Because we'll see a mice of Gerav Sharei where there was no kli. There was a dead mouse. Dishtakach bispamarke d'ravashi. It was in the spice, what's it called, room of Ravashi, and he had to go in there and get spices, and it was disgusting to see this big dead mouse there. But Omar Lahu Mikutu B'tzitzisa, pick it up with its by its tail, and Vafkua, throw it out. Okay, so if that's the case, you see that a Gerav Sharei is mutter to move, even if there is no kli, just a plain mouse. Same thing over here. The plain dung should be allowed to be moved. So if that's the case, why does it say you can bring a kli and cover it over? Forget about the kli. Just take a shovel and get it rid of it, right? Where it says ba'ashpa, it's talking where the tsoa is in an outhouse, in a garbage dump. So it's not a gerav shorei. The whole garbage dump is a gerav shorei. You don't have to be there. You don't have to deal with it. It's not disgusting. It's not a place where it disgusts you. It's in a place where it should be. It's in a garbage dump. So where it says the cotton ba'ashpa my boyle. What's the cotton doing there? Garbage dumps usually in the Shusharab. What's a kid doing there playing in the middle of the Shusharab? Samar says, Bechatzer. No, it's in the courtyard. Samar says, Bechatzer, no, me Gerav Sharei. If it's in the courtyard, it's disgusting again. You can take it out of your courtyard. Samar says, Ba'ashbash Bechatzer. No, I meant to say it's in a garbage dump that happens to be in a Chatzer. So the kid is there. He's not, what's it called, playing in the Shusharab. He's playing in a Chatzer. But there's what's it called? There's an Ashba in the Chatzer. It's your Chatzer, and you have to do things there, and you're disgusted. You're allowed to move it out. Okay. No, and therefore, you're not disgusted because it's in an ashba, it's in a garbage dump in your chatzar. So it's not something that disgusts you because anyway the garbage dump is a garbage dump. Therefore, it doesn't have a din of gerish array. That's why you can cover it over. Okay, so according to Rashi, we have two chedushim over here. One is that if it be human dung, it wouldn't be muktzeh no matter what, because it's fit for a dog. If it's chicken dung, then it's not fit for a dog, so normally it's mutter, but if it's in your chatzer, not in a garbage dump, then you're allowed to move it because of gerav sharei. If it's not in your chatzer, or it's in your chatzer but it's in a garbage dump, then tak, it's muktzeh, and there's no heter to move it because of gerav sharei, because anyway it's in a disgusting place, and therefore you're allowed to cover it over. That's the chiddush of the Mishnah. Okay? Lemaisa, the Shulchan Aruch, the Rambam paskins like the Rif, not like Rashi, and therefore human dung is muktzah on Shabbos. And the Magen Avraham says, b'di'evid, b'shasatchak, if it's not a gerav shorei, right, it's in some place where it doesn't become disgusting to you, it's in somebody else's chatzar or whatever, but there's a tzorech to move it out, you can rely on Rashi, and b'di'evid, it's not muktzah. Okay, when it's b'tzorech, b'shasatchak, it's not muktzah. Okay, Rashi. Tzoa shel tarnegolin. So what? How would I read this Mishnah? What's the Mishnah talking about? That you're allowed to cover it but not move it. That's not fit for dogs. Don't eat chicken dung. But it says, it doesn't mean the cotton's dung. It means because of the cotton is playing with it. That the cotton's playing with this chicken dung, so you can cover it over to keep them away from it. Because of the cotton, you can cover it over. Typically, the gerav shorehu, the moist, it's disgusting. Ulefanya, you're allowed to move it. You're allowed to take something disgusting out of your house or out of a place where you have to be and it disgusts you and throw it in the garbage. The chitema gerav shorehu, the mutter agav mona, in, ha the kaimel on mutter lahotzio mishum the rami bimona, the gerav hainu klicheris. A gerav is a thing of earthenware, a porcelain bedpan, ha'asi lekach, the agav mana hu deshori l'tutulei, avifnei atzmalo, v'hachal av mana rami. Maybe gerav shorei is only mutter when the disgusting thing is in a kli, like a bedpan. Then you're allowed to move the bedpan together with the disgusting thing. But if it's not in a kli, maybe then you're not allowed to move it. Gemara says, not true. Because the case of the mouse, there was no kli, and still it was disgusting, and you were allowed to move it. Bashmarki b'samim. It was in the besamim was mixed. It was dead in the place where the besamim of Rav who was it of Ravashi. Bitzutzisa b'snavel. Pick it up by its tail. Alma belav mona nami metal tlei. You see, without a kli, a gerav shorei is mutter to move. Umeshani be'ashma velo rami kamayu velo gerav shoreihu. It's not there in some place you have to be. It's in a garbage dump. Therefore, the heter of gerav shorei is only if it's in a place where you have to be and it's disgusting. But if it's in your backyard and you don't have to go into the backyard, then you can't move something that's a gerav shorei. It's only if it's in a place where you can't avoid and it's disgusting to you. Cotton by ashma, my boy. If it's in an ashma, stam ashma, rishus harabim hu. Well, my boy, cotton, what's a cotton doing in a rishus harabim by himself? The komichse le b'shvil cotton, that you're covering for the cotton. The case doesn't fit. Mashani bechotzer, the shriach cotton house. No, it's talking within your courtyard. When the cotton's there. Kasokadak the bechotzer, the lavashba. Now we think that it means a chotzer, and we forgot about the garbage dump. Ukapara, sov, sov, gerav shorei. Hu mashani bashra, shabachotzer. Mash, if it's in your chotzer, then it's also gerav shorei. Mar says, no, it's talking about a garbage dump that's in your chotzer. So we know what the cotton's doing there. It's in your chotzer. We know why it's not a gerav shorei, because it's in a garbage dump anyway. Okay, let's go on. The al akrav shalotishach. You can cover over a scorpion that it shouldn't bite you. Amar Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, kol hamazikim neherogim b'Shabbos. Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said you're allowed to kill all mazikim. Pashas now means things that are dangerous, that could kill you if they bite you or sting you on Shabbos. Just kill them. Moshev Rav Yosef, Rav Yosef says, how could that be? Just a blanket thing? You could kill all dangerous animals or insects or whatever on Shabbos. Rav Yosef, Chamisha Neharogim B'Shabbos, right? We have a brisa that says, five things you're allowed to kill on Shabbos, the Eluhim. These are the five things that are considered dangerous, that they're dangerous to life, and you can kill them on Shabbos. Zvub Sheberetz Mitzrayim, a certain kind of fly that comes out of Egypt. Vitzira Shebeninveh, and a hornet from Ninveh. The Akrov Shebechadayev, and an Akrov from Chadayev. The Nachash of Eretz Yisrael, and snakes in Eretz Yisrael, which are mostly poisonous. The Kelev Shota B'chol Makom, and a mad dog anywhere. So money, right? So who does this go according to? Elamer Rabbi Yehuda. Rabbi Yehuda holds that Malacha Shein Tzricha LeGufa is Chayiv. So here's the Malacha Shein Tzricha LeGufa. I'm capturing these things, not because I want them, because I don't want to get bitten by them. Okay, I don't want them to harm people. So that's Malacha Shein Tzricha LeGufa. So if it goes according to Rabbi Yehuda, Ho Amar Malacha Shein Tzricha LeGufa Chayiv Aleh. He wouldn't be matter you in a place where there's no pikuach nefesh. It's talking, you can just kill them, even if they're not presenting any, what's it called, threat right now. So according to Rabbi Yehuda, how could you be over Nisa Doraisa where there's no pikuach nefesh? It's Malacha Shein Tzricha LeGufa Chayiv. So it can't be Rabbi Yehuda. Ela Lav Rav Shimon. And it goes according to Rav Shimon. There's Malacha Shein Tzricha LeGufa. Only these five things that are considered major problems there, since only Nisun Rabbanan, because Malacha Shein Tzricha LeGufa your potter, it's only Asur Mat Rabbanan according to Rav Shimon. So the Rabbanan were matter to kill these five things, even though they're what's it called? We'll see. Even though they're not what's it called, posing any threat. Mashma other mazikim, you're not allowed to kill. Only these five things. So how could what's it called, Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, say you're allowed to kill all mazikim on Shabbos? When we see that even according to Rav Shimon, only these five are mutter. Rabbi Yirmiya, Uman Neimalah, and Doha Misratztohi, Dilma Mishabeshtohi, who said that Brisa is okay? Maybe the Brisa is a mistake. Right? Rav Yosef, Ano Masninalah, Vosvinalah, Vano Mataritznalah. Okay, no, I what's it called, learned this Brisa. I know that it's what's it called, a reliable Brisa. And I have an answer also. Beratzu Achrav, the Divrei HaKol. This Brisa is talking where the things are running after you. They're chasing you. So they present an immediate pikuach nefesh problem. And then everybody holds mutter, even Rabbi Yehuda, because it's pikuach nefesh. So even an Issa D'Oraisa you're allowed to do. Okay? And therefore, what's it called? These five things, lechora, are the only ones that you're allowed to kill. The other ones, even if they're running after you, lechora, you're not allowed to kill them. So we're back to, how can you kill all a mazikim? See Rashi. Kol ha-mazigim ha-horgim, anything that presents a danger to life, theoretically, neherogim b'shabbos, so kusol kadayitich, afilu ein rotzim achor. Now we think, it's talking, even if they don't present any immediate threat to your life. They're just dangerous things. So you're allowed to kill them, okay, to rid the world of dangerous things. Umishum, how could that be mutter? L'chor it's an issa d'oraisa, and it's not pikuach nefesh, because there's no immediate danger to anybody's life. Right, and we should the svar like Reb Shimon, the Malacha Shein Tzricha LeGufa mid the Rabbanan he, Dasirei, v'hacha lo gozer. And now we think that the reason he permitted it is because of what's it called, that the Halacha is like Reb Shimon, that Malacha Shein Tzricha LeGufa is Potter, it's only Nisa the Rabbanan, and therefore the Rabbanan were mekel, even though it's not Pikuach Nefesh, to kill dangerous things, even though they don't present any immediate danger. Ne'erogim b'Shabbos, afilein rotzer achrov, Mishum the svar the stam and horgining. Because stam they kill, and therefore the rabbanon were matter, even though there's no immediate pikuach nefesh. Ha'amar chayiv aleha, the hechi shari b'malacha gemura k'shein rotzim achrov, the leka pikuach nefesh. So it can't be according to Rabbi Yehuda, because Rabbi Yehuda holds it that's an issa d'oraisa to capture these things. Because even though it's malacha shein tzricha l'gufa, you're still chayiv. And if there's no pikuach nefesh, immediate pikuach nefesh, then there's no heter to do an issa d'oraisa. So it can't be Rabbi Yehuda. So it must be Rabbi Shimon. And still, even according to Reb Shimon, it's only these five things you're allowed to kill, but not stam things. Uman leimel under Rav Yosef who masni leked lekamon velo bedvei Reb Chiya v'Raboshia mishnayu. Right, the reliable brises were compiled and learned by Reb Chiya and Raboshia. So you know if it's a brisa that Reb Chiya and Raboshia learned, that it's reliable. But this brisa was not from Reb Chiya and Raboshia. Rav Yosef learned it on his own. The Chomas Nisa the Lomas Naya b'Tosefta the Reb Chiya v'Raboshia, and the brises that are not contained in the Tosefta of Reb Chiya v'Raboshia, equal is Fuke b'Mishabeshta. We can always be afraid that maybe they're not right. It was a mistaken version or whatever. The Lomas, you can't ask questions from that because maybe it's not a brisa that's reliable. Tamar says Anotanina Lomas Nisa Didi. Right, Rav Yosef said no, I learned this, but in my brises, right? I have my compilation of brises. Va'ano svina v'be medrasha, and I asked this question in the base medrasha of Yeshua ben Levi. Va'ano misa, and I answered it too. I asked it, and I answered the question. The lo tikshe, ki om Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi kol amazika nerogin ben ratzon achrav. When did Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi say that you're allowed to kill all things that present a danger when they present a danger, when they're running after you? So there's an immediate pikuach nefesh, then you're allowed to kill it. Then you're allowed to, right, kill him. Achrav Kamer, the pikuach nefesh, and that's according to everybody. The divrei akol, afilu Rabbi Yehuda. And these five, even though they're not running after you, so they don't present any immediate pikuach nefesh, so pikuach nefesh wouldn't be matarit, but you're allowed to kill these five, according to Reb Shimon, because what's it called? Reb Shimon holds, hamlacha shein tzrich legufa is pater, it's only nisad rabbanon, and the rabbanon were matar to rid the world of these dangerous things, even though they don't present any immediate pikuach nefesh. Okay. So that's how we answer. So it comes out now that which Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi said, that you're allowed to kill all mazikim, is talking where they're running after you. If they're not running after you, then you're not allowed to kill them. Okay. Even according to Rabbi Shimon. Except for these five, then according to Rabbi Shimon, they were matir killing those five specific things. Tana kamei derava. Bar Rav Huna, there was a Namora who learned the following in front of Rav Barav Huna. Hahorig nechoshim v'akrovim b'Shabbos, someone who kills snakes or scorpions on Shabbos, ein ruach chasidim nocheimenu. So chasidim are not happy with him. They frown on what he did. Omar Lei, so he said to him, Rav Barav Huna, O son chasidim, ein ruach chachomim nocheimenu. And those chassidim, the chachomim don't like, because they're being machmir in a case where it's not necessary. Upliga the Rav Huna, and they argue on Rav Huna. The Rav Huna chazi ahu gavra, the kakotl zibura. Rav Huna saw a guy who killed an hornet. Omer lei shalmi tuna lekula, did you kill all the hornets in the world? It wasn't running after him, right? So he was just trying to rid the world of possible dangers that could come from hornets. So he said, if you didn't kill all of them, you didn't rid the world of possible dangers that come from hornets, because you killed one. Rashi. Ein ruach chasidim nocheimenu. Da'itin shel chasidim einamu revesimo. The chasidim are not happy with what you did. Their mind is not mixed in with what the person does that. They don't like that idea that you could just kill dangerous things just like this. She'ein hagun b'neam amasha osu. What not proper what he did. Nocha areva ein misrasu maisa. It's not pleasant to them. They don't find what this person did pleasant. Omer le Rava Latana, so Rava said to this person who was saying over this maisa, Vosin Hasidim Hasonin Oso Alkach, those Hasidim who hate the person, right? So they asked, we said now they're not happy. It's not pleasant to them. Why they hate them? Hatred doesn't mean that you hate somebody's guts. Hatred means that you're not shoving with him. If you're not happy with what he's doing, that's called hatred. Just like by Leah. It says that Yaakov hated Leah. He didn't hate her. He just didn't love her as much as Rachel. Hate is called something where you're not completely together with somebody. In fact, the Orach Chaim HaKadosh says, it says, Lo sisna sachicha bilvavecha. It should have said, Lo sisna bilvavecha sachicha. Don't hate in your heart. The heart is going on the sisna. That should be close to the verb. Not lo sisna sachicha and then bilvavecha. Says the idea lo sisna sachicha. Since he's achicha, anything that's less than achicha is called sina. If for some reason you don't treat him mamish like a brother, then that is a certain level of called sina. Sina just means separation. You're separated from the person. Doesn't necessarily mean you hate him. When you hate somebody, you're separated completely. But any separation from considering him like a brother is already called sina. So these chassidim hate that person, meaning they feel separated. Right? Al kach ein ruach chachamim arivim. The chachamim aren't pleased with these chassidim. Lios nochem yushevis masheroim b'midas chassidim halalu. The shaper of it, because a person who does this halachically is it's okay. Di lo mazik in hashta sofen lahazik b'shas kaisim. If they won't damage you now, lamaisa, they present a damage pretty usually. They won't damage right now. They'll damage somebody else later on. So better to kill them. So, and that argues on what, who said, Rav Huna, Shalemisinu lekulu haragtes kula, kolomer ma hani baha, what did you save the world from hornets? You only killed one hornet. There's plenty of hornets still around. Akati tuva ika, amolav shaparov. It's not a proper thing to do. For hadarov apolig medavua. And the Rava argues on his father, who was Rava Barav Huna. So he argued on that. He held no, that you can kill, what well, he could be passing like Rav Shimon. It's only Nisa Drabanan. And you can rid the world of a danger that, even though it's not a danger immediate, but it's a danger that could present itself to somebody else, rid the world of another mazik. Okay, let's go on. If you chance upon snakes or scorpions and you kill them, and you were able to kill them, right? They presented a danger to you and you killed them. So you should know that you were given that schus of killing them. That's why you chanced upon them. So you should be able to kill them and rid the world of these snakes and scorpions. Lo hargan, what if they got away from you and you didn't kill them? Then you should know that Rabban Hashem brought them to kill you. Right, and to learn a musar from it, that you should be scared. And the nasalo nes, minashamayim, when a nes happens, so you should mefashbeish b'maisi, you should realize that this was a yisurin for you, a tzara that you were put in, and you should figure out what you have to do tshuva, right, because you were in such a dangerous situation. Rashi, shenizdamnu lo lahargon, lekach bo liyoda. That's why they chanced upon him. Shezimin lo amakom laabdan. The Rabban Hashem prepared them that you should be able to kill them. The vishahayu asidos lahazik. They were going to damage somebody else, and the Rabban Hashem wanted you give you the schus of killing them. The gilgal schus al yedei zakai. There's a cloud. Mizgalin schus. The Rabban Hashem brings things, good things to do for good people. So you should realize that you're a good person, and you got this schus of killing these things. Lo hargan biadushin is damnu lo laharogoso. But if you didn't kill them, they got away. Then Heralo Akadosh Baruch Hu Shechata. The Rebbe is telling you sinned. Eloshenas Elonais. But you didn't deserve to be killed, but you deserve to be warned. So this is a warning. Okay, let's go on. Omar Ula. The same Rabba Barchana, Om Rabbi Yochanan, Benishofinbo. Right. All these cases where we're talking, where the things were hissing at him. So they were getting ready to attack. That's how snakes, what's it called, snakes attack after they hiss at the person. Omer Abba Bar Kahana, Pam Achas Nofel Echad Beis HaMedrash. One time, one of these snakes fell into the Beis HaMedrash. V'omed Niusi Echad, and a guy from Nius, he was the place called Nius. So he was one of these Niusim, they called him by his place, known as by his name. V'harg, when he killed the snake. Omer Rebbe Poga Bo Kiyotze Bo. He killed somebody like him. Right, the snake got harmed by somebody just like him. What's that mean? Iboyelahu pogabo kiyotzebo, the shaper of it. Right, that the snake met its match and he was trying to praise him that he did something right. Oh lo, or maybe not. Maybe he was trying to tell him you're like a snake. You did something wrong. Rashi, b'nishofinbo, the chaygavnik tani biyadush nizdam lahargo. If they started hissing at you, you know for sure that the snake was sent to kill you. And you got a miracle happen to you. Nishofen came derech hanochash osekein shrika. It like whistles. Shuroa sono v'koes. When it's ready to attack, it hisses before. Niusi Hashem v'kolim of Yisrael ha'yo. He was a Jew, and he come to this place of Nius. The shaper of it, ukiyotzi v'otikomer lav l'gnai. He wasn't saying something negative about the guy, that the snake met its match. Ela hanochash rodei v'nasezek kiyotzi v'ok. The nochash was threatening people, and you threatened the Nachash. You, what's it called? You were the match to the Nachash. He's trying to praise him. Oh, lo. Maybe not. You're just like a snake. He was saying something negative about it. Toshma, so let's see if it was negative or positive. The Rab Abba Bered, the Rab Chia Bar Abba, Rab Zera, Havayasvi Akilo Devei Rab Yanai, right? The Rab Chia Bar Abba, Rab Abba, the son of Rab Chia Bar Abba, and Rab Zera, were sitting on the porch of Rabbi Yanai, Nofek Milso B'minayu, and they were talking and learning, and the following came out from what they were discussing. Bo minei Rabbi Yanai, mahu larug nechoshim akrom b'Shabbos. So you're allowed to kill snakes and scorpions on Shabbos. Omer lahu tzira ani horeg, right? You're allowed to kill a hornet, nochash v'akrav lo, but not a snake or a scorpion. Nochash v'akrav lo, koshikain, right? If you're allowed to kill a hornet, Koshkin, you're allowed to kill a snake and a scorpion. They're more dangerous than a hornet. Mara says, no. Dimalafitumo. Maybe that's only if you kill them in a way that it doesn't look like your mamish killing them. They're in your way, and you walk on them just walking in your regular way. So it doesn't look like you're killing them, right? You're just doing it like Dover Shein Miskav, and your kavan is to walk. happens to be. These things are in the way. You're not moving away out of the way. So therefore, what's it called? Nobody's going to learn from you that your mom is allowed to kill these in a case where you're not allowed to kill them, or things that aren't dangerous. Domer of Yehuda, roke dor solafitumo. It's the same thing. You're allowed to take thick spittle and walk over it if you're just walking in that direction anyway, even though you're going to smear it out. It's talking where it's very thick, so you're going to smear it like phlegm. And that's what's it called? That's memareach. But since your kavan is not for meruach, and you're doing it in a way that nobody sees that your mamish smearing it, so that's mutter. But Omer of Sheshes, nachash dor solafi tumo. Sheshes said the same thing about a snake. It's in your way. You're allowed to step on it, right, and kill it just by the way. But not to go out of your way to mamish kill it where it looks like you're killing it. Omer of Katina, akrav dor solafi tumo. You have an akrav in the way. You're allowed to walk over it. Right, when you're walking in that way anyway, and it looks like you're just doing it because you want to continue walking and not walk around. What's it called? Now the Gemara is speaking about the same case of roke. Abba bar Marta, dehu abba bar minyume, have a maski be devesh resh kalusa zuze, right? I see you who come at Sara. The, what's it called? The, he owed money. This Abba bar Marta, who was also Abba bar Minyumi, he owed money to the Reish Galusa, and they were threatening him because he didn't pay up his debts. Havishadi Roka, so there was some spittle, phlegm on the road, on the ground. Omer lehu Reish Galusa, Aisumana, Sechifu Alayu. So put a kli over it so people don't walk over it. Omer lehu lo tzrichu Silahach, you don't have to cover it over. Right? Hachi Omer Yehuda. Roke dor solafitumo. You're allowed to walk over it, stam, right? And there's no problem of straightening out the ground or being mamareach the phlegm, because you're not mechaven for that, and you're doing it in regular walking. Nobody's going to learn from that. You're allowed to do it in other cases. Amar lahu tzumer abonanu. The guy's a talmud chacham. He knows halacha. Shavku, leave him alone. If you know he owes us money, forget about it. What's it called? Right? Do him the favor. Get Rashi. I kill hornets on Shabbos. And even though they're not as dangerous as snakes and scorpions, so lo kol shkein al mashaper, you're allowed to kill snakes and scorpions. Mara says no, dumal fitumo, lo shi yamod olav yargenu. Not you should kill it in a way that it looks like your mamish killing it on purpose. Lehedya, elekshu holech litumo, you're walking, the nachashu akrab b'fanav, and the nachashu akrab is in your path, ain't sarach lishamit mem, you don't have to go work around, eladorcho, right, you're allowed to step on it, v'holech, the inmeis, b'dricha, so yomos, and if it dies, it dies. It's not a psikresha, because it may not die. So you're allowed to walk over it, because you don't want to walk around. And if it dies, it dies, nishkeferla. Ho evelo niskavin, the dover shenim niskavin, Rabbi Yehuda midrabbanan, who? So according to Reb Shimon, Lechara Rashi says you're allowed to do it, you're allowed to kill it, because Melacha Shein Tzrich Legufa, and it's a mazik. But even according to Reb Yehuda, that Melacha Shein Tzrich Legufa is chayiv, and Dover Shein Meskaven is also Osir, it's only Osir with the Rabbanan, Dover Shein Meskaven. And therefore, according to Reb Yehuda, since it's not Meskaven, right, therefore, what's it called? You're allowed to walk on it. Roke Dorsal if you Shein Meskaven Lemareach Ulash Gumos. Your kavana is not to smear out this phlegm and straighten out the ground. The afagadra melem amareyachu, even though it's going to happen automatically, kilo mechavin shorim yishu misusa. Since you don't have kavana, it's davar sheino miskavin, it's only awesome with the rabbanan, and the rabbanan were matter to walk over it because it's mias, this way you push it into the ground or whatever. Havishadi roke, oh, you roke mutlefneim, the Shabbos, it was on Shabbos, and there was roke in front of them, and he told them, you don't have to cover it over, just walk normally, and you'll push it into the ground, and it won't be there that it should be Mias.